our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
I've got a surprise for you. You've had a great year this year. Your first year on the Rush Hour. No. But
it's not Christmas yet.
We just want to acknowledge the work you've done on Burns Beef.
Okay.
It has been one of the highlights of the show this year.
Yes.
And it is. Look, we know we're global. And everyone talks about it. And this is your baby. And we just thought, Hato and I got together with Jared, our producer, and we just thought we'd give you a little, just a present to say thank you.
Thank you, Jazz.
We appreciate your time and effort, Hato.
I really appreciate it, Jazz. Only caused, how many crashes? 25 crashes.
Any chance we can play it?
Okay, go, Jazz.
And the last bird out of San Diego.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah!
Oh, God. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz, it's time for Bernie's Beef.
How many times has he got my name wrong, do you think, mate?
Oh, no.
And then you go and do this.
Nathan G said, keep it the footballers only blue.
I don't mind
Burn. I'm Burn, actually.
My name is Bernie. Get it right. I'll work with you.
Right, who's in your gun? Bluey on the boundary.
Clean belly, Bill of Heath.
Today, Junior.
So one thing, when they throw to you for the first time, what should you be prepared for?
To speak.
So I'm driving along, I see this sign, drive through Coronas. And I thought, perfect. Pull in, and I look out the window, six Coronas, thanks.
Six.
You know what he did to me?
What did he do,
Bert? He whacked a swab in my mouth.
Who are you going to target?
Bruce Abernathy.
Okay. No.
And as we all know, Port Adelaide was sitting at the top of the ladder. He went to this joke the 15th time.
That is your sport, Jess. The good news is Port Adelaide's still on top.
Abba.
Here we go.
I spoke to ScoMo, and he even had this to say about it.
Stop it.
Port supporters, they're saying this.
Stop it.
And you know what my feedback is for Mr. Abernathy?
What's this?
Get stubborn! This has become a radio segment powerhouse. Have a listen to this.
Time for Billy's Beef now.
My beef of the week is solely about social media and sporting
organisations.
Shut him down. Yep. No. He's described that as strong. I'll tell you what that was.
So I get this put under my windscreen wiper of my car. Dear neighbour, please do not park here on Fridays, as this is where I put my bins out for collection.
Oh, no.
Jazz.
Yes, Boone.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bin.
Bin who?
Bin telling me where to park, you
Roadworks.
Oh.
And they slowed me down 14 kilometres before the roadworks to 80k's.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I'll do 80 for a while and we'll speed back up. I went to 60, 40 and 20.
Yes.
And there was no one even there.
This is not road rage, Burn.
Never driving again. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews.
Oh, nice.
He has the audacity to come out and say this.
I don't want to be offensive to South Australians, but why would you want to go there?
You pissant! You would have been picked on at school, you nerd!
And he's got a tattoo of Lady Gaga on his chest.
Oh, no! Free fishing is under threat, Jazz.
No!
You know what they're trying to do?
What the?
They're trying to charge us a $50 annual fee per person.
Yes.
Just to drop a bloody line in. And you know what I'm going to do, Jazz?
Oh, no, Burn.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the recreational fishers, and this is my message.
Yes, Burn.
Go and jump in the lake!
Very happy day for the Adelaide Football Club, Sam, and a very embarrassing day for the AFL.
I'll tell you what's embarrassing, Caro. Coming up with that arrow thing you do. Jazz, does arrow start with C?
No.
Well, why is it called Caro's Arrow?
Attention, attention. This is not a drill.
Collingwood coaches have gone outside the hub. They're playing tennis with Alicia Molik. They put the AFL's $300 million broadcast deal at risk. But this is the same bloke that shipped me off to Melbourne to play in 2013. I'll tell you what, he got what he deserved. Get sent up!
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. What a year.
Apologies to Sando and his family.
No,
and,
don't apologise.
Yeah, okay, no apologies. I mean,
well
everything
done.
I said. Geez, that brought back,
next
some,
year. Back
brought
next
back
year.
Some memories, Jazz.
Yep.
Well, if there's a pay increase, I'll bring it back.
Oh, there we go. He wants to get paid more.
Well, I'll bring in all those sponsorship dollars.
It's a sponsored segment.
Well played.
Our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.